God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless. This is Scott with Mentor Me Ministries, mentoring fatherless boys for Jesus Christ. We have a great show for you today, and here is our founder and president, Bobby Solomon.
Hello, friends. Hello, fatherless boys. This is Bobby Solomon. How are you doing? Let's praise Jesus today together. Praise Jesus! Praise Jesus! Praise Jesus, for He's our holy and mighty God the Son. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Woo! Praise Jesus. Let's love Him and give Him our hearts, our souls, our minds, our spirits, everything. Let's give Him our whole bodies, everything, and make ourselves holy for Jesus Christ. Well, how do you make yourself holy? You don't really make yourself holy. God makes you holy. He's the Holy Spirit who comes into you when you believe in Jesus Christ, and He makes you holy. Listen, I want to talk about Fatherless Day. Woo-hoo! Fatherless Day, Saturday, June 15th, 2024. Woo-wee! And it's a special day for fatherless boys and their single mom families, so they can be special. Because Father's Day is pretty difficult to celebrate, especially with joy, when the father is not there. So God made a day called Fatherless Day. He's a father to the fatherless. God is a father to the fatherless. He defends widows in His holy habitation. That's right out of Psalm 68:5. A father of the fatherless and a defender of widows is God in His holy habitation. Let's introduce Oscar. Oscar, our puppet friend. Oscar, how are you doing today?
Really good, Bobby. How are you, Bobby? How's everybody out there and the fatherless boys?
Oh, thanks, Oscar, for asking about them and the fatherless boys. You were a fatherless boy, weren't you, Oscar?
Oh, yes. Oh, I was so angry. Oh, all I wanted to do was hurt people, and I hurt myself. And, but then God showed Himself to me at a Christian camp, and I became a believer in Jesus.
A Christian camp? How old were you?
I don't know, I was like 17 years old. Yeah.
Well, Oscar, who took you to this camp? How'd you get there? Did you drive?
Oh, no, Bobby. Bobby, you're funny, no. Christian men took me, and my other fatherless boys, friends, they took them. Yeah, we were all there together in a group, and we had a wonderful time, and they told us about Jesus, and then they prayed with us to believe in Him, and we did. They baptized us. I got baptized. I was about 17.
Well, let me tell you, that is a wonderful story, Oscar. Wonderful. You know, Oscar, there is a Bible verse in the Psalms, in Psalm 10:9, I want to read it from my Bible right now. Yep, I'm going to read it from the New King James Version. It says, He lies in wait secretly as a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when He draws him into His net. Oscar, do you feel that the enemy, the wicked one, the evil one, and the wicked of this world, is lying in wait for fatherless boys? Are they poor also?
Bobby, they're very poor. They're poor, yes, and they're poor in spirit, which we all need to be before Jesus. We need to be meek and humble before Him. Yes, yes, yes. Bobby, I was very poor. And my mind was poor. I didn't know things that were right, and I didn't think right, and people took advantage of me. Oh, everybody was trying to get to me and make me do things, and I just was so angry in my life.
So you're saying that the fatherless boy is like the poor that the enemy is lying in wait to get and to hurt.
Yep, 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 you got it, Bobby. Yep, yep.
Let's just talk about this. I heard something in prayer this morning. I heard something in prayer this morning, and I believe the Holy Spirit conveyed this to my mind. And you know, God, the Holy Spirit, He is God, God's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's three persons in one God. That's who He is. He can speak to our minds in different ways. And I just had this conveyed to my mind. That means His thought was put into my mind. And this is what it is. Referring to God, He just wants them paid attention to. Did you hear that, everybody? He just wants them, referring to fatherless boys, paid attention to. Oscar, what did it mean to you when the fatherless boys in your group and you were being paid attention to by Christian men at camp?
Bobby, I couldn't believe it. None of us could believe it. And they were telling us that God is love and they love us for Jesus. I no one ever said that to me. No.
And it changed your life, right?
Yes, God changed my life at that camp. I got saved. Salvation. I turned from my sin. I got no more anger. Jesus changed me. Thank you, Jesus.
He just wants them paid attention to. God just wants fatherless boys paid attention to. Now let's read James 1:27 and see how that fits in. See how that fits in to this. He just wants them paid attention to. James 1:27, reading from the King James Version of the Bible. King James, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Doesn't that fit in to what the Lord spoke to me in prayer about, that He just wants them paid attention to? Let's read that again. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless boys, to spend time with them, to look after them, to care about them, to just pay attention to them, to pay attention to them, to visit the fatherless. And it's not just fatherless boys, it's fatherless girls too. In this ministry, Mentor Me Ministries, it is for fatherless boys. That's the way God designed it, and for Christian men to mentor them. And then it continues to say that to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, that means their trouble, their pressure, their tribulation, their trials, their problems, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. It's pure religion, my brothers, pure religion. I'd like to read from Job now, the book of Job, and we're in a New King James Bible version, Job 29:12. This is what he said about himself in defense of himself, that he did righteous things before God. Because I delivered the poor who cried out. Remember, we just read about that in Psalm 10:9, how the enemy, the wicked, is working against the poor. But Job, who was a righteous man, he was blameless before God. And it says this: because I delivered the poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no helper. The poor who cried out, the fatherless, and the one who had no helper. In the same statement, Job puts the fatherless with the poor who cried out and the one who had no helper.
Bobby, here, that's it. That's the way I felt. I felt like that. I was crying out for help.
Well, I want to say a prayer on the air with all my brothers and fatherless boys. Especially, I want you to focus on the fatherless boys themselves. And I want to pray with the fatherless boys and the Christian men alike, because I believe that fatherless boys are crying out and saying, help me now. I did it. I'll always remember what happened. I was 13 years old. My dad had died the year before when I was 12. I was so hurt, so upset.
Oh, Bobby, this story tears my heart.
I was so sad, so upset, so depressed, so angry, Oscar, that I just literally fell down on my bed and cried and sobbed and said, God, if you're who you say you are, and if your son is who you say he is, who he's supposed to be, then help me. Please help me. And for many years, I didn't know God was helping me because I didn't see any signs of it. But then as I look back, I see that God did bring some men to help me. And some of them were Christian, and I didn't even understand what that meant. So I want to have this prayer, a very special prayer, and I'm asking everyone listening, especially Christian men, from your heart to be father figure role models, even if this is all you ever do, to be a father figure role model to fatherless boys. It's powerful. And ladies, I want you to pray too, because you know, when those fatherless boys come to Christ, they will love God, they will be heaven bound, and they will love their single mom, widow, grandmothers too, and treat them with respect. Pray it, and they will treat their sisters with respect and give their sisters an example of what a godly man is supposed to be like as they grow into godly men. Pray, and fatherless boys, pray for yourself. Pray that you'll have Christian mentors in your life.
Oh, Bobby, I will pray with you.
Good. Are you all ready to say this prayer? Let's start out and pray Psalm 68:5 and Psalm 10:9 in conjunction. 68:5 shows that God is a father of the fatherless and a defender of widows in his holy habitation. Psalm 10:9 shows that there's evil against the poor. And I want to say that we're going to pray against that evil, and we're going to pray for God's total providence in the lives of these fatherless boys, which he has and he does already, and that they would know it. They would know him through faith in Christ. Holy Abba Father, we pray in the name of our glorious Savior, Jesus. Jesus, Yeshua Messiah, Jesus, who died on the cross for us and shed his cleansing perfect blood. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, that fatherless boys will have mentors and they will know you, God, through faith in Jesus Christ as a loving Abba, and the enemy will never hurt them again. He will never lie in wait against them. They will have Christian men to mentor them, and God, just like Job, he will help them. The Christian men will help them. As they cry out, you will send these men, God, to help them because they have no helper, and they will see the glorious light of Christ and become saved forever and ever. Amen.
God is the Father to the fatherless. God is the Father to the fatherless. He will love, guide, and protect you. God is the Father to the fatherless.
If you have any questions or prayer needs for fatherless boys, give us a call or text, won't you? The number is 800-787-5044, 800-787-5044. We'd be happy to pray for your fatherless boys. We'd be happy to answer any questions that we can about this ministry for you. 800-787-5044. Our website is mentorme.org, 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 mentorme.org. Look over the website. You can see our puppet friends, including Oscar. You can find out how to support the ministry and donate on our donate page. And we'd love to hear from you even on the contact page of our website. You can contact us right there if you'd like prayer for your fatherless boys. We want to pray for them today. mentorme.org. God bless you. 800-787-5044.